I am Daniel White III, and you're listening to The Man in the Mirror, episode number 85. Dear friends, this podcast is directed to all young people, but primarily to young black men, young black women and their parents, and particularly all of the Black Lives Matters protesters, some who are wasting their lives looting, robbing, and stealing and harming others. Now, we are thankful for all the people who are standing up for righteousness, justice, and racial equality without violence and without looting and without robbing and without hurting other people. We stand against those who rob and loot and set things on fire and hurt and kill police officers or anybody else. This podcast is all about the man in the mirror. What are you doing for the glory of God to make life better for others? Red, yellow, black, and white, for we're all precious in God's sight, for your family and for yourself. This podcast is about living life in such a way that it cuts back on the chance of being harassed or killed by the authorities or anyone else, and helps you to live the good life of peace, productivity, and joy. May I strongly urge you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ said the most loving, most wonderful words ever spoken on this earth. He said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Psalm 119:9 says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." And Jim Rohn said, "You must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself." Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Life's most persistent an urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" In keeping with our theme of dealing with the man or woman in the mirror, we are going to continue discussing the building of important biblical character traits in your life, especially in times like these. Today, we are looking at the quality of responsibility, part one from the Institute and Basic Life Principles. Responsibility versus unreliability. Responsibility is knowing and doing what both God and others are expecting of me, and what I should expect of myself. The biblical word duty describes the concept of responsibility. It is translated from the Greek word ophilo, and means to owe, or the goodwill due to another. In the New Testament, the word Aphielo is also translated as ought, do, need, owe, and bound. Duties that are our responsibility. Paying on a debt of love. Romans 13:8 says, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Supporting faithful ministers. Romans 15:27 says, it hath pleased them verily, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal things. Protecting weaker believers. Romans 15:1 says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Giving love in marriage. Ephesians 5:28 says, so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Being thankful for believers. 2 Thessalonians 1:3 says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Suffering for believers. 1 John 3:16 says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Being in submission. 1 Corinthians 11:10 says, for this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Caring for children. 2 Corinthians 12:14 says, the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. Walking in Christ's love. 1 John 2:6 says, he that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. 1 John 4:11 says, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Providing hospitality. 3 John 5:8 says, beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to strangers. We therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. Now, dear friend, in closing, in order to be saved, in order to get right with God, you cannot look at the man in the mirror, but the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Now, beloved, in closing, in order to be saved, in order to get right with God, you cannot look at the man in the mirror. Rather, you must look at the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Do you know him? If you do not yet know him as your Lord and Savior, trust him as your Savior today. Here is how. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin, a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of sin and because you have never accepted the payment for sin, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. For Jesus Christ himself said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul and to change your life, and he will do it. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, or Romans 10:9-13, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.